Okay, so starting from the last word, last two words of 32b, it says, Toshima, come in here. So the Gemara is going to bring another proof from Braisa that Tzar Balei Chayim is not Deraisa. So the Gemara says, quotes the Braisa on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Roveitz v'loratza. So the Pasuk says in the Parsha of Prika, the Pasuk says, when you see the donkey of your enemy, Roveitz, crouching. And the word crouching means it's laying down on the ground because of the burden on its back. So the Braisa is Medayik. The Braisa is precise with the language of the Pasuk. And it says, Roveitz v'loratzon. The criteria for doing the mitzvah of Prika is specifically that the animal is right now crouching, laying down on the ground because of the weight of the burden on its back. Buying v'loratzon. And it's not a croucher, an animal which typically lies down because of the weight of it on its back. Rashi says, Roveitz mikrahulo, it's a circumstance, it is to it. It's a happening right now to it, to the animal. Shiroveitz tachas maso, that it's right now crouching and laying down because underneath its burden. But pam hazos, at this time, on this occasion, on this time. And it's not a ravtson, it's not a croucher. Harogel bekach, who is accustomed to doing this. So you're not required to be helping such an animal, which it normally anyway crouches down and lays down because of the burden on its back. It's the chiv is only, it's a one-time occasion. It's happening right now because of the weight. The braisa continues. Rovates, the word rovates implies also, v'lo ome tachas maso. And it's not standing underneath its burden. And there's another criteria is that it has to be laying down right now. Can't be still standing up. If it's still standing up and just you recognizing the fact that it's a very heavy burden, there is no chiyuv of prika in that situation. Furthermore, the braisa says, maso, its burden. Its burden. What does that imply? Velo mufurak, tachas maso. I'm sorry, velo mufurak. It's maso, it's burden, v'lemaforak, and it's not being taken off. It's in the position right now where the burden is on its back, and it hasn't been removed. V'lemaforak, it hasn't been removed, meaning that there's no chiyuv once it's off the back. Rashi says, v'lemaforak, it hasn't been removed, v'hutzarach te'ina, and then it needs reloading. So there's no chiyuv now. There's no chiyuv. Now, the obvious question is, of course there's a chiyuv, and Rashi says right away, he says, v'lekamon, and later on, Paruch, the Gemara will ask, what are you talking about? Haksiv, the verse states, ha, behold, the hey prefix is behold, it's behold is written in the Pasuk, hakem tokim, you shall surely lift the burden back up onto the back of the animal. So this is ambiguous at this point, but at least right now the Brice is saying that the chiyuv is only when it's on its back and not being taken off. We'll see what that means later on. As it continues, tachas masoi, underneath its burden. Underneath its burden, which implies, the braisa says, masoi shiyochel lamed bo. A burden that it is able to stand up with it. However, as we learned earlier, that if it's a burden which the owner put on, it was just too big and too heavy for it to be able to stand in the first place, then there's no chiyuv. So it's specifically a situation where it's a burden which technically, potentially, the animal could stand with it, but it's just having trouble right now, and that's where there's a chiyuv to help. So with this braisa, the Gemara now asks, it says, Vi'i omrat, and if you will say, Tzar Balei Chayim, deraisa, if you hold that Tzar Balei Chayim is deraisa, mali roveitz. What difference does it make if it's crouching right now? Umali ravtson. And what difference does it make to me if it's an usual croucher? Umali omeid. And what difference does it make to me if it's standing? In all these situations, if it's Tzar Balei Chayim, surely the owner, the bystander should be helping. It doesn't make a difference what the position of the animal is in, what the state of the situation is. If there's Tzar Balei Chayim, then you have to help. So the one responds and says, it must be because ha'moni. Behold, who is the author of the braisa? Rabbi Yosi Aglili. It's Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Oma, who said Tzaba Lechayim Drabonin. The Tzaba Lechayim is only Drabonin. So that would be the explanation. It must be this price is going quant, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Hachinami, Mistabara. Here also, it's logical to say this, the Katani, because the Brisa said, the Brisa taught, Tachas Maso. The Brisa taught underneath its burden, which implies Masuishi Ocholamadbo, a burden that it is able to stand up with it. As we learned before, that it's only a burden which you have to, that you're able to, that the animal could otherwise stand up with. But if it's a burden which the animal never was able to stand up with, and the owner overloaded the burden to begin with, then there's no chiyuv now. The Gemara says, "Man shomas lei." Who is the tanner? Who is the author that you heard this? Literally, shemat shomas lei, that you heard this to him literally. But who is the tanner who said this in the first place? The islei haisvara, that there is to him this logic. Man shomas lei. Who is the one that you heard regarding him, the islay, that there is to him, haisara, this logic, that it's only obligatory if it was a burden which the animal could technically have stood up underneath. The Gemara says it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. This is from the Mishnah. If you go back to the Mishnah, you'll see it was Rabbi Yossi Aglili who stated this svara, this position, this opinion. Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So the Gemara concludes with the, it's an abbreviation, Shemem Shema Mino. Indeed, Shema Mino, learn from this. Learn from this that the Brisa is according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Shema Mino, learn from this. So ask the Gemara though, Umi Motzis, Ukemis Lok, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, are you able to establish it like Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Umi implies a question. Motzis, you can find, so mi motzis, can you find, mukemes, establish, la it, are you able to establish it, can you establish it, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, for hakatani, and behold, we learned in this brisa, sefer, the end of the brisa, tachas masoi, maso, the brisa taught, underneath its burden, and the brisa taught, velo mefurak, which implies, the burden has not been removed, hasn't been taken off. So the Gemara says, "My lo meforak." What does it mean? It hasn't been taken off. The chiyuv over here is only where it has not been taken off. Ilema lo meforak klal. If you say that it hasn't been taken off whatsoever, and it's the chiyuv is only when it's still laying on the back of the animal, that there's a chiyuv. But if it was taken off the back of the animal, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. That's untenable. Hoksiv, because it says in the pasuk, "Hakim tokim." Hakim Tokim, you shall surely raise up to do the mitzvah along with him, to do the mitzvah te'ina. So it doesn't make sense to say that the chiyuv is only where the burden has not been taken off the animal, implying that there's no mitzvah of anything once the burden has been taken off. There's surely the mitzvah of te'ina, of helping to reload the animal. So the Gemara answers, Ella, rather, pshita, it's obvious that lo meforak, when the Braisa says it hasn't been removed, it means bechinam, it means for free. Meaning, the Braisa says that the chiyuv of prika is only if the animal is crouching underneath its burden, and it hasn't been taken off. This mitzvah prika, which you do for free, which you have to do for free, is only when it's underneath its burden and hasn't been taken off. The mitzvah prika done for free, or the mitzvah done for free, is only when it's not been taken off. It hasn't been taken off. But if it was taken off, then the mitzvah at hand would then be for schara, for payment. So that's what the Gemara is saying right now. Okay, I'll read it again. Alapshita, rather it's obvious, lomafurik, that lomafurik hasn't been taken off, implies, is coming to teach us, that there's no obligation to do the mitzvah at hand b'chinam for free, ela b'schar, except for payment. The mitzvah now at hand is the mitzvah te'ina, and that need not be done for free, but with schar. Tricky language of the Gemara. The Gemara continues, Seman shomas lei, the islei, high svara. Who is the one that you heard him, that there is to him this logic? Man shomis lay, who is the one that you heard to him, for him, regarding him, to islay haisvar, that there is to him this logic of saying that there's a difference between the permission to get paid for the mitzvah between prikun to ina. That's the Rabbanan. It was the Rabbanan who said this. The Rabbanan were the ones who say that you can get paid for te'ina and not paid for prika. So that's problematic now to say this b'raisa goes according to Rabbi Yosi Aglile. Well, he argues with the Rabbanan about this point, and we're not right now saying that this b'raisa is subscribing to this position that there's a difference in taking payment for te'ina or prika. So you can't say it's Rabbi Yosi Aglile. One answers, "Lo la Rabbi Yosi Aglile." In reality, you can say the brisa is in accordance with Rabbi Yosi Aglile, ubeti'ina sava lo karbanon. And indeed, one would have to say that by te'ina, Rabbi Yosi Aglile does hold like the Rabbanan. And the only thing that he's arguing with the Rabbanan about is just whether or not there's a chiyuv of prika if the owner put a burden too heavy for the animal to carry on its back in this first place. Okay. So we're finished now with the proofs back and forth of Tzad Balei Chayim. The Gemara now says, brings another braisa, and it says, Tarabon, we learned in a braisa, Kisira, when you see the animal, the donkey of your enemy crouching, so the words Kisira, when you see, the braisa says, Yochel, I might think, Yochel means one is able, literally, I might think, is the expression, Afil merochok, even from a very, very far distance, there's a chiv. If you see this animal crouching from a long, long distance away, there's still a chiv to go over there and help. Talmud lomar, thus the Torah teaches otherwise, thus the verse comes to exclude this thinking by saying, kisifka, kisifka. Kisifka is the, when you encounter, in other words, in the pasuk, there as well, it's this is in, if you look in the parsha, there's pasuk dalad and pasuk hay. So the pasuk says kisifka, when you encounter it, implying it has to be a closer proximity before you have a chiyuv. So when it says ikisifka, if it's when you encounter it, yochel pegir mamish, you may think that that refers to literally a pegir, a real encounter where it's within four amos, very, very close to you. Talmud lomar, thus the Torah says in the other pasuk, kisira, when you see it. So it's implying that there's a distance in between when the chiyuv kicks in. Ve'ezehi ri'ya sheish bo pegir, what is considered a ri'ya, a sighting, that there is in it a meeting. Shi'aru chachamim, the chachamim estimated it to be echad misheva umechza b'mil, one from seven and a half in a mil. So one over 7.5 mil. I think that's what it is. We'll discuss the exact measurement as it is in modern times. But it's echad one misheva from seven umechza and a half the mil of a mil or in a mil in a mil. Mil is a Talmudic measurement. The zehu ris, and this is a ris. It's called a ris. It's another way of describing it. Tana, we learned in a braisa, umedado imo, and also he has to accompany. He has to walk along with it. This is referring to the mitzvah te'ina, that when the bystanders help the animal to when the animal bystanders put the load back on the animal, he has to continue walking with it to make sure it doesn't fall down from it again. Ad parsa, medado imo ad parsa, he should walk with it for a parsa. Rabbi Bechana said, v'notel schar, and he may take payment from it. He can take payment also for the walking along with the animal as well. Rashi says, yochel merochok, one might think that there's a chiyuv to do te'ina prika from a distance, v'hitel olav she'elach sham, and the verse places upon him, hitel olav, the verse puts upon him, she'elach sham, that he should go there. that he should go all the way at that distance to go and help. Medado imo, he should accompany it. La'acha shehetinu, after he has loaded it up, shemiyachzo v'yipol, lest it comes back and falls over again. Okay, so starting the next Mishnah now. Mishnah says, Avedoso v'avedus aviv. You have a conflict between, or he has a conflict between his aveda, his lost article, the avedus aviv, and the lost article of his father. Which one should he attend to first? So the Mishnah says, avedoso kudemis. His aveda comes first, takes precedence. Avedoso v'avedus rabbo. His lost article and the lost article of his teacher, Shalo Kodem. His comes first. His own article comes first. How about Avedas Aviv, the Avedas Rabbah, the lost article of his father, the Avedas Rabbah, and the lost article of his teacher? Who should he attend to first? The Mishnah says, Shal Rabbo Kodemis. Of his teacher takes precedence. Sha'aviv Havio La'olam Hazeh. That his father brought him to this world, Rabbo, and his teacher Shalomdo Chochma, that taught him wisdom, Mevio Lachayol Maba, brings him to the next world. Vimaviv Chochem, and if his father is a Chochem, so then Shalaviv Kedemis of his father takes precedence. Hayaviv Virabo no sin. Masui, his father and his teacher were carrying a burden, a load. Maniach es shel rabbo, ve'achakach maniach es shel aviv. He should put down that of his teacher, and afterwards put down that of his father. Haya aviv rabbo bebeis hashevi. His father and his teacher were in a beis hashevi. The Beis HaShevi is a captivity. So they were both, the Beis HaShevi were both being held captive in the house of Shevi of captivity. Podes Rabbo, he should first redeem his teacher. He should ransom his teacher first. V'achakach Podes es Oviv, and afterwards redeem his father. V'im Oviv Chochem, and if his father is a scholar, is a Chochem, Podes Aviv, he should do his father, he should redeem his father first, V'achakach Poda as Rabbo, and afterwards Poda redeem his teacher. Because even though his father is not his teacher, but since he's a Talmid Chochem, he takes precedence. So the Gemara says, Menahani Milei, from where are these words? Where are the words of the Mishnah at the beginning that says that your own Aveda takes precedence over anybody else, even your own father's? Minahani Milei, from where are these words? Where do we know this from? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, the Gemara says, the Rav Yehuda and the Marav says, Amakra, the verse says, Efes ki lo yibocha evyon. Literally, but there should not be among you, or there will not be among you, an evyon, a destitute person. This pasuk is from Devarim Tesvav, pasuk Dalad. And it's in the parasha of the mitzvah of remitting, cancelling loans in the Shemitah. This is a chiyuv at the end of the Shemitah, the end of the 7 years, in the seventh year, any outstanding debts have to be cancelled. I mean, there are many halachas about this. It's not for all debts, but for personal debts where there's no collateral involved, such a debt is cancelled by the Shemitah year. And that's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah to do that, for a person, for the creditor to do that. So we're not going to get into the ins and outs of this right now, but the pasuk says that if a person meticulously observes the Shemitah and does what he's supposed to do, then the bracha is given, ki lo yibocha evyon, there will not be a destitute person among you. We need not be fearful of poverty among the people, among our nation. When we perform the mitzvahs properly, then we are assured of a bracha that there will be security, financial security among our people. That's the pasuk pshat of the pasuk. However, the word efes, but, is extra, it's redundant, and because of that redundancy, we have the Rav Yehuda Marav is also applying it to this situation as well. It's a remez to another application to our circumstance, and then the pasuk is read, don't let there be an avion among your people. Rashi first of all says, Menahani Mili, from where these words, the Shalom Kodem, that his is first, his takes precedence, his own Aveda takes precedence. Next Rashi, Lo Yibucha Avion, there shall not be among you an avion. And here it's being interpreted as Hizoher Minanius, be careful from poverty. So it's a command, it's an instruction. Be careful about your own poverty and your own financial needs, to a point that your own financial needs takes precedence over other people's financial needs. That is that's the principle. However, the Gemara continues. The Gemara says further, Va'omar Rav Yehuda, the Gemara says first, Shalcha kodem l'shal kol adam, yours comes before that of other people. Yours comes before that of other people from this pasuk. But continues the Gemara of Rav Yehuda Rav, but Rav Yehuda's Rav still says, though, kolam akayim ba'atzmo kach, so balidei kach. Be careful, because anyone who fulfills ba'atzmo for himself, kach, thusly, in the end, he will come to the hand of this. What it means is, anyone who fulfills this permission, this license, this permission of looking your own needs first before other people's needs, if that's the modus operandi of a person's life, then God forbid they will come to poverty themselves. So I'll read the Rashi. We'll come back to the wording of the Gemara. Rashi says, "Kolam mekayim ba'atzmo kach, afal pi shelo hatilu olav hakosav." Even though the verse has not put upon him the obligation to look at other people's needs before his own needs, afal pi, even though shelo hatilu olav, it did not put upon him. Hakosav of the verse did not place upon him this obligation of looking at other needs before your own needs. But yesh la'adam likadis lifnei mishpat hadin, there is for an individual to go, literally to enter beyond the letter of the law, to go beyond the letter of the law, below the dakteik shalo kodem, and not to be precise and say shali kodem, mine takes precedence. Not to be exacting and saying shali, mine kodem takes precedence, my property, my aveda takes precedence. In lo behafsid mochiach, if not with a real proven loss, hafsid loss mochiach proven, unless it's a proven loss. V'im tamid medakdek, and if constantly he is medakdek, he is exacting on his own needs before another person's needs, so then parak ma'alav ol gemilach chasadim, it will take off from upon him the yoke of gimel ches, is gemilach chasadim, acts of kindness. It will take off from upon him the yoke of gemilach chasadim v'tzedakah and charity v'sof shi'it darach lebrios, and in the end it will be that he'll need to come to brios, to other people. Brios are people. Sof, for Sof, and in the end, Shitz Darech, that he'll be in need of Librius, other people. He'll end up having to need people if he's going to go around his life being so exacting, to be thinking about my needs are more important than other people's needs. We have to develop that attitude that other people's needs are important to me, and only when it's really a real loss to me do I give precedence to my own property and my own possessions, my own financial needs. So going back to the language of the Gemara, again, kolam mekayim ba'atzmo kach, someone, anyone who fulfills on himself this conduct, sof ba lidei kach, in the end he will come to the hand of this, to the hand of poverty himself. So now the Gemara quotes the next part of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Hoya aviv v'rabo nosim masui, if his father and his teacher were both carrying a burden, we said that you help himself before his father. I mean, it's of help his teacher before his father. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in a Braisa, Rabbo Sha'amru, his teacher that they spoke about, that they said in the Mishnah, means Rabbo Shalimdo Chochma, his teacher that taught him Chochma, taught him wisdom. So Rashi says over here, Shalimdo Chochma, Svaras Tamei HaMishnah, the logic of the reasons of the Mishnah, Ulahavin, and to understand Shalo Yehu Sosras Zu Es Zu, to understand that they do not contradict this one, that one. They don't contradict each other. V'tamei issa v'heta, and the reasons for issa v'heta, that which is prohibited and that which is permitted. V'achia v'hapator, v'hapata, and that which is an obligation. V'hapata, and that which one is exempt from. V'nikra gemara, this is what gemara is. So it's so chochma, the Gemara define, or the Gemara Rashi is defining as Gemara. So Brisa says that Rabbi Sha'amru, and it says in the Mishnah, the teacher, the Rebbe, it's referring to the Rebbe who teaches Gemara, because Gemara is Chochma. That's where the Chochma lies. And Brisa continues, Velo Rabbo Shalimdo Mikra U'Mishnah, and not his teacher who taught him Mikra, which is verses, Tanakh, U'Mishnah, Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rashi says Mikra is Torah, Nevi'im, V'Kesuvim, the Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, V'Kesuvim, or Mishnah, K'mo Shehein, Shenuyos, V'Ein Ta'amon, Mefurish Behen, Mishnah as they are learned, and their reasons are not explained in them, are not explicit in them. So this is not called, it's not, according to Reb Meir, this is not defined as, does not define the teacher as the Rebbe. That's Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda says, Kol Shrov Chachmasa Hamenu, anyone, Shrov Chachmasa, the majority of his wisdom is from him. Rashi says, in Mikra, in Mishnah, in Gemara, whether it be Mikra, Mishnah, or Gemara, the word im normally means if, here it's being used as this, that, and the other, whether it be Mikra, Tanakh, Mishnah, or Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda says that whatever you've learned, whatever you know, whether it be Mikra, Mishnah, or Gemara, however you taught you that, he's called your Rabbi, because that's where you got the most of your wisdom from. The Raisa continues, Rabbi Yossi says, Afila lo heyer einov hala b'mishnah achas, even if he did not clarify or illuminate his eyes except in one Mishnah. Rashi says, Shehudio tam Mishnah achas, that he made known to him the reason of one Mishnah, Shluyachul lahovin, that he was not able to understand beforehand. The Braisa says, Zahi hu rabbo, this is his teacher. So even just one Mishnah, that defines the teacher as a teacher. Omer Rava says, Kagun Rav Sechora de Asbaron Zuhama Listero. So this is Rava is explaining now, giving an example for Rabbi Yossi, his last opinion. Kagun, for example, Rav Sechora, that was his name, de Asbaron, who explained to us, Zuhama Listeron literally means the zuma is the froth of a listeron, of a spoon. So Rashi says it's a case. Rashi says beseder taharas, in the order of taharas, in the that's the section of Mishnah. Hu shenuya, he shenuya. This is taught. Lo ha'isi yodea ma kli hu, and I didn't know what this kli was. V'lamdeni. And he taught us, Shukaf Gadol, it's a large spoon, Shemesalkin Bo Zuham. It's a large spoon that they remove with it the froth, Hakadera of the pot. Vahakalachas, and the cauldron, Kalachas is a cauldron, another word for pot, let's dot into the sides. So this spoon, which was unclear to Rav Sechora what it was, so that's what. It was unclear to Rava what it was, so his teacher, Rav Sechora, taught it, explained it, and that's just that clarification alone, that explanation would qualify the teacher to be called Rebbe with regard to our Mishnah. Shmuel kara mone alehu humarabonin da'azbere echad yored la'amas ha'shechi v'echad pasach kivon. Okay. Shmuel kar means to tore, mone his garments in mourning. He tore his garments in mourning. Alehu upon that one, marabonin of the rabbanon, da'azbere that explained to him from what Sava to understand, to explain, who explained to him the halacha, the Mishnah, which discusses Echad Yored La'amas HaShechi, one goes down to the Amas HaShechi, his armpit, the Echad Puseach, and one opens Kivon quickly. So this is a Mishnah in Tomid, which discusses the keys which were used by the Kohanim, one of the Kohanim, to go into the to open doors in the base of Mikdash. So there's a very long Rashi over here. We're not going to go through it, but there were two keys which were used, and one key required the Kohen to extend his arm very far to his armpit, and the other one opened quickly. The key opens quickly, so that's sufficient for our discussion. Again, Echad Yored La'amas HaShechi, one goes down as far as the Amas HaShechi, the armpit, V'yachal Pesel Kivo, the other one opens quickly. So this Mishnah, Shmuel rent his garments in mourning regarding the one of the Rabbanon who passed away, the Rebbe who passed away, the one who explained to him this Mishnah. So the point is that here again, he's treating him like a Rebbe, even though all he taught him was just one Mishnah. Amar Ula, where it continues, Ula said, Talmidei Chachamim shem Bavel omdim zeh b'pnei zeh. Talmidei Chachamim that are in Bavel would stand this one in front of this one. V'korin zeh al zeh, and rent their garments, tear this one upon this one, rend their garments, this one upon this one. However, Ula inyan aveda, b'mokam aviv, einan chozrim. With regard to a lost article, in the place of his father's lost article, retrieving someone else's lost article in the place of his father's lost article, einan chozrim, they would not return. Ela l'rabo muvhak, except to his primary teacher. Rabo muvhak, to his primary teacher. So Rashi says, owned him, they would stand this one in front of this one, kedin talmud l'rav, as the law of a talmud, of a student, to the teacher, the fishahay yoshvin talmud bebeis medrash, because they were sitting always in the beis medrash yachad together, umakshin, and ask mufarkin, and respond, v'kulam lemedim zemazeh, and all of them would learn this one from this one. So for returning lost articles, though, even though they gave the Rebbe-like respect to their colleagues in the base medrash, but when it came to returning a lost article, they would only give it back to in the place of the father's lost article, they would not return except to a Rabbi Muvhok, to the primary teacher. So Rashi says, L'Rabbi Muvhok Sherov Chachmaso Memeno Kerb Yehuda, that most of the person's wisdom was learned from him, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara continues, Kaboy minei Rav Chista Merav Huna. Kaboy minei Rav Chista Merav Huna. So the kuf prefix is like ka. So boyimine. Rav Chista asked from Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna was the teacher of Chista's Talmud. And Rav Chista asked him, Talmud v'tzarech lo, what's the din regarding a student v'tzarech lo rabba, and his teacher needs him? So the teacher depends upon the student for things which he's learned. Rashi says, v'tzarech lo rabba, Shishama Shmuas that he heard teachings. The word shmua is a teaching because it's from the word to listen, to hear. He heard hearings, literally. That he heard teachings, sheyesh biyado, that there is in his hand, mepi acherim, there are teachings in this individual's hands that he heard from other people. And those other people then turn into his own rabbi. So Rav Chisda asks Rav Huna, his own teacher, what's the din regarding a Talmud, a student, v'tzarach l'rabbi, the teacher needs him, depends upon his teachings as well. My, the Gemara says, why? What is the din? So Rashi says, my, kolom kodim l'aviv l'inyan aveda, that is to say, does he come before his father with regard to returning a lost article? That was the shaila. So the Gemara responds, or Rav Chisda responded to him. Rav Huna's responded to him. He said to him, Chisda Amalei, he said to him, Chisda, referring to Rav Chisda, his student, Lo tzrich nalach, I don't need you. Atzrichas li, you need me. Now, he was responding to the question. He was reading between the lines of the question, assuming that Rav Chisda felt himself to be in that very same position, that he was offering explanations to Rav Huna, his teacher. Rav Huna seems to have taken insult to this, or to taken was concerned. I don't want to use the word insult, but he was alarmed by this statement, and he reprimanded him. However, as the Gemara relates, it says Ad Arboyin Shnin. Until 40 years, they were makpid, they were particular on each other. They were makpid on each other for 40 years. They had like resentment towards each other. The translation, the Art Scroll used the word resentment, but the word hakpada is the word of a hakpada, particular. So, for 40 years, they were makbid on each other, hadadi on each other. V'lo aili legabe hadadi, and they did not go up to each other. They didn't visit each other. V'lo aili legabe hadadi, they didn't go to visit each other. Rasa Rav Chisda aboyin tanisa mishun decholosh daite de Rav Huna. Rav Chisda sat for 40 fasts he did. Mishum, because the Cholish Daita, because he literally weakened the mind. But he weakened the mind, meaning that he caused the Cholish Daita, the Rav Huna, he weakened the mind of Rav Huna. He made him feel bad. Yosef Rav Huna, Boyan Tanisa, Rav Huna sat for 40 fasts. Mishun de Chajde le Rav Chisda, because he suspected, he had suspicion, he falsely assumed something about Rav Chisda which wasn't true. So this is a fascinating story which we should explore more. Itmar, a statement, an Amoritic statement. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Yochanan, Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef said to Rav Yochanan, Halacha Kerb Yehuda. Regarding who is defined as the Rebbe, he says the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that the definition of a Rebbe that takes precedence over the father is the Rebbe who has taught him most of his wisdom. Rav Acha bar Rav Huna, Oma, see Rashi over here 1 second. No Rashi. Okay. Rav Acha bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, Halacha Rav Yosi. He said, no, the halacha is like Rav Yosi, even for teaching one thing, illuminating his eyes with one halacha, qualifies the person as a rabbi. Says, asks the Gemara. Rav Yochanan said the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. So asks the Gemara, Miram Amar Rav Yochanan, Hachi, did Rav Yochanan really say this? For didn't Rav Yochanan say, Halacha Kastam Mishnah? The halacha is like a stam mishnah, like a plain mishnah. When you have a mishnah which is not attributed to any particular author, that's called a stam mishnah. And Rabbi Yochanan stated that the halacha is always like a stam mishnah. if there's a machlokas in the Mishnah between Mishnayos, and there's one Mishnah which is plain, not attributed to a author particular, then the halacha is like that Mishnah. And there's a Mishnah which goes as follows: v'hatanan, and we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbo shalomad chochma, his teacher that taught him chochma, period. Says Rashi, v'hatanan Rabbo shalomdo chochma. Rashi says doma k'rib meya, the plain language of that expression is like Rib Meya. Because you look back at the Brisa, which at the beginning of the Sugya, it says, Tanar Rabbanan, Rabbo Sh'omru, the Rabbi mentioned in the Mishnah is Rabbo Shalomdo Chochma. It's the Rabbi who taught him Chochma, period. So if this Mishnah here says the Rabbi is defined as one who is Lomdo Chochma, taught him Chochma, that sounds like Rib Meya, not like Rib Yehuda, the Rib Yochanan says the halacha goes in accordance with. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara says back, no, not necessarily a question, because my Chochma, when the Mishnah says over here in this Mishnah, Chochma, you could interpret it as Rov Chochmoso, the majority of his Chochma, like Rabbi Yehuda Rashi says, Rov Chochmoso, the majority of his wisdom, in Mikra, in Mishnah, if it's Mikra, then it would be, if he taught in Mikra, in his Mishnah, then that's the easy Chochma is in Mishnah. Okay. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara brings a Braisa, and the Gemara is going to turn its attention now to a different discussion of comparing the relative values of the learning of Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. Tana Rabban, we learned in a Braisa. Ha'oskim b'mikra, those who busy themselves in Mikra, in Psukim. Mida, it's a good measure. It's a fine measure. Ve'ena mida, but it's not a large measure. Mida ve'ena mida, meaning it's a decent measure, but it's not the best measure. It's not the best. Rashi says, mida is hikatsas. It's a little bit. Ve'ena mida, Rashi continues, shaha mishnah ve'gemara yofim v'mena, because mishnah and gemara is better than it. V'pnei shetuluyim begirsa, because mishnah and gemara depends upon girsa. Girsa means review. Umishdakachim, so you know, as Mishnah Gemara requires a lot more work and study and reviewing, so there's an advantage to that. Rashi says umishdakachim, and it was found should be mayhem that in their days, lo haya Gemara b'ksav, the Gemara was not in writing. We know, v'gam lo haya nitten lichtov. And also, it wasn't given to be written. You couldn't write it down because of the rule, the ban of writing down Torah Shebal Peh. Ela rather, lefishin nisma'atu halavavos, because the hearts of the Jewish people, became reduced. It's from the word ma'at, shinisma'atu, they were reduced. Hischilu doros achronim lokosvo, the later generations began to write it down. That's why the Torah Shebal Peh was written down, because of the reduction of the minds, the capacity, the retention, and the integrity of Torah Shebal Peh being held by people because of the galus, because of the suffering the Jewish people were going through. That's the story as to why it was written down. Going back to the Braisa though, that again those who are busy in Mikra is good, but not the best. The Mishnah is Mida, it's a good measure, v'notn lo lehaschar, and people get schar for it. It requires clarification, this, because that implies that Mikra, you don't get schar, but okay, we'll have to discuss this. V'notn lo lehaschar, and they take upon it sochar, reward. Gemara, ein lecha mida gedolah mizu. There is no greater measure than Gemara. Rashi says, Gemara kavapi rashti lemalo. I already explained above, shehu loseis leiv lahavin stimus tamei ha-mishnah, that what is Gemara? It is the process of putting to heart, to understand the stimus tamei ha-mishnah, the closed reasons of the Mishnah, mahem, what they are. V'kesheshtayim stosrus zu et zu, and when two Mishnayos contradict each other, Yavin Latarates, he can understand to respond, Shishteha and Kayomas, that both of them should be upheld. Uladas Divrei HaTanoim HaCholkim B'davar, or according to the words of Tanoim who disagree with the matter. V'neima, and to say, Hamani, who is the author of that Mishnah, Ploni, it's so-and-so, Chacham Hu, so-and-so the Chacham it is. That's the process of Gemara. Gemara is analysis of the Mishnayos to clarify, to resolve contradictions, and to understand the reasons of the Mishnah. This is the tremendous process of learning Gemara. And Ein Lecha Amida Gedola Mizu, there's no greater measure than this. But then the Braisa continues and says, Ula Olam, and always have a Rotz LeMishnah. One should run to Mishnah, Yosem in a Gemara, more than Gemara. That's strange. So the Gemara right away exercises the practice of Gemara on the Braisa itself, says the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha. Behold, that's an internal contradiction in the Braisa. Amrad b'Gemara ein l'chamid g'dol mizu. On the one hand, you said, with regard to Gemara, there's no greater mida than this. V'hada amrat, and then you go back and say, and then you go back and say, ula olam have a rotz l'mishnah, and always one should run to Mishnah, yosem in a Gemara, more than Gemara. And what's better, Mishnah or Gemara? Says the Gemara, Amrav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan responded and said, Bimei Rebbe Nishneis Mishnah Zu. In the days of Rebbe, this Mishnah was learned. In the days of Rebbe, this Mishnah was learned. Shavku, because Shavku Kula Alma Masnisin, because in the days of Rebbe, the whole world left aside, they went away, Masnisen, they left aside Masnisen, Mishnayos, Vazlubos and Gemara, and went after Gemara. So they were neglecting the Mishnayos and pursuing the study of Gemara at the expense of Mishnayos. So in the days of Rebbe, we'll see a long Rashi in a few minutes discussing this. And then that's why Chodda Dorash Lehu, that's why he went back to expound to them, to teach them, slow down. La'olam have a rotz l'mishnah. Always you have to run to Mishnah, Yosem in a Gemara, more than Gemara. So basically this Braisa is a combination of two directives which came at different stages of the history of the Jewish people. So Rashi explains, B'mei Rebbe Nishneis Mishnah Zo, in the days of Rebbe this Mishnah was taught. Ha, the Gatani Gemara, this that the Braisa taught Gemara, Ein Lecha Midah Gedolah Mizu, there's no greater measure than Gemara, is Lefi, it's because Shemesharabu Talmidei Shammai VeHillel, that when the students of Shammai and Hillel proliferated, became many, Shahi Lefano Shlosha Doros, Shahayu Lefano Shlosha Doros, that there was before him, before Rebbe, before Yehuda Nasi, before him, there were three generations of Talmidim, of Shammai and Hillel. So in that period, Rabu Machlokos B'Torah, there increased the numbers of Machlokos in Torah, V'Nasis G'shtei Torahs, and there became two Torahs. There became two schools of thought, as we know, Shammai and Hillel. Mitoch Ol Shibud Malchus, from within the yoke of the subjugation of the Malchus, of the ruling governments, the Gezerus and the decrees, Shehayu goes from Alehen, the decrees that they decreed upon them. Umitokach, lo hayichol nosis lev levar divrei hacholkem. And from because of this, in the midst of this, all this travail, they were not able to put heart to clarify the words of those who disagreed with them. Ad yomav shel Rebbe, until the days of Rebbe, Shenosin HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo, that Hashem gave to him chein, favor be'enei Antoninus, in the eyes of Antoninus, Melech Rome, the ruler of Rome. Kedamrin b'avodah zara, like we say in avodah zara, v'nochum etzara, and they rested from the oppression, from the suffering. v'shalach, and he sent v'kibetz kol tamidei Eretz Yisrael. He sent and gathered together all of the students of Eretz Yisrael. V'ad yomav, and until his days, lo hayu mesachtos seduros, the mesachtos were not organized. They weren't arranged. Ela kol talmid, but rather the way it was that kol talmid sheshama dova mepi gadol hamenu. Rather, any student that heard a din, a law, a word from the mouth of someone greater than him, Garsa, would review it, v'nasan simonim, and put and give simonim, give simonim like mnemonics, ways to remember it, halacha plonus plonus shemati, such and such a halacha I heard, mishem ploni from so and so, and that's how it was. It was there were personal notes made, personal ways of people, personal. Personal techniques of learning to remember what there was learned. V'nishkabtzu, and when they were all gathered together, Omar kol echad masha shama, so each one said whatever he heard. This is what Rebbe did. He gathered together all of the teachings that people had heard, all the chachamim had heard. And each one would say what he'd heard. V'nosnu leiv levara tamia machlokas, and they would put heart to clarify the reasons of the machlokas. Divrei mi ru'yan l'kayim, the words of who should be appropriate to be sustained. V'sidru, and he arranged hamesachtos. He arranged organized the mesachtos. Divrei nezikin levadom, the words of nezikin by themselves. V'divrei yevamos levadom, halachas of yevamos. V'divrei kotshim, the words of Kodshim Levadam, the Sosam Nami, the Mishnah Divra Yechidim. He also closed in the Mishnah the words of Yechidim of various individuals, Sharar Rebbe, Yestivrehem. The Rebbe saw their words to be Psak Halacha, without Vishonam Stam, and he taught them Stam plain, in order without any authorship. In order to establish a halacha like them, and when the halacha, when he saw the halacha was no, it was unquestionably like a particular author, he didn't even write the name of the author. Lefikach, therefore, amru b'gemara. Therefore, they said in the Gemara, ein lechamida gadol mezu, or regarding Gemara, there's no greater measure than this. Shidnu leiv l'tamia Mishnah, that they would put their heart to understanding the reasons of the Mishnah. This is the greatness of the Gemara. But this is all for that period, when it was being gathered, but then it got to a point that that people began to neglect the devotion to Mishnah alone. So the Rashi says, Shavku kuli alma misnisin, they left Mishnah, malachzo al girsas and Mishnahsam, from reviewing, from going over on the girsa of their Mishnah, of their Mishnah. So here the word girsa probably means text, the text of the Mishnah, because the word girsa means typically means a textual version, a girsa, different girsa in the Gemara. So they neglected going over the girsa of their learning. Vazlu basa Gemara, and they were going after Gemara. Lachsha b'svara, to think about svara, of logic. So then hadadarish luhu, have you the ratzer in the Mishnah? That's why he went back to tell them, run to Mishnah, lefishiyare, that he was afraid, pen yishtachu, ha-Mishnais, lest the Mishnais become forgotten, v'yachlifu shemus chachamim, and they would exchange the names of the chachamim, makam chiyav yomri potter, in the place of chiyav they'd say potter, makam issa yomri mutter, and in the place of issa they would say mutter. It continues the Gemara, and the Gemara says, my dorish, what did Rebbe darshan? What was his original source for saying that Gemara was optimal? As Rashi says, my darish, mitachila, originally, kishadarash shagemara godel, when he darshan, when he expounded, the Gemara is great. So the Gemara says, kadadarish Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi, like that which Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi, the son of Rabbi Eloi, darshaned, my diksiv, what is the meaning of the pasuk in Yeshaya, hageid la'ami pisham, relate to my people their pisham, their sin, their willful. Now the word pisham, we'll see, pesha here is referring to willful transgressions. Relate to the people relate to my people their willful transgression. So the Beis Yaakov and to the house of Jacob, chatosam, their unwitting transgressions. So, let's see, so Gemara says, so on this pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda Birbalai darshans, Hageid la mipishom, relate to my people their willful transgressions, is Eilu Talmidei Chachamim, is a reference, an allusion to Talmidei Chachamim. Torah scholars, Sheshagogos nasos lehem kazidonos, that their unwitting transgressions, a shogig is an unwitting, a mistake, a shogig is a mistake, that their unwitting transgressions, nasos, are made, literally are made, or become, lehem, to them, kazidonos, like willful transgressions. Ulevais Yaakov, chatosim, and the expression in the pasuk, Leveis Yaakov chatosim, unto the house of Jacob, their sin, is Elu Amei Haaretz, is an allusion to the Amei Haaretz, the the unlearned members of the people, Shazadonos, that their willful transgressions are Nasus Lehem Kishagogos, they become to them like unwitting transgressions, they are considered to them, or for them, they are for them, considered in Hashem's eyes like shagogos, like unwitting transgressions. Vahainu tetanan, and that is the meaning of that which we've learned in the Mishnah. If the Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Havizor b'Talmud, be careful regarding learning. Sheshigigus Talmud, that the unwitting mistake, the unwitting understanding, or the unwitting mistake from mistakes which come from learning, Ola Zodan, goes up to be deliberate. So, in general, this is teaching us about the primary thing is that we're learning this for is because you see that the importance of making sure to learn properly in order to rule and arrive at the correct halacha. Let's see Rashi now. And that's the basis, that's the concept of Gemara, the idea of learning thoroughly and understanding the reasons for the Mishnah, reasons for the halacha, the svaras, etc., and that's the basis for Rabbi Yehuda's, Rebbe's teaching that Gemara is Ikar. Okay, so let's see Rashi. So first Rashi explains the pshat of the pasuk, and he says, L'ami pisham, to my people their pesha, their, and we said it means willful transgression. Rashi says, Ami, my people, the Hainu Talmid Chachamim, that is the Talmid Chachamim, Eschatosam, quoting the second part of the Pasuk, their sin, Anikore Pesha, and it was even the Chatos, even their unwitting transgressions, Anikore Pesha, I call Pesha, I describe them as being a Pesha, a willful transgression, Shahoyo Lehem, that there was for them, Lasei Slave, Betame Mishnosam, there was for them to put heart in the reasons of their Mishnah. Shi'ivaru lehem ala ikar, to that they should clarify for themselves regarding the ikar, or they should clarify for them on the ikar, the main Mishnah, the main source, the main Mishnah from which the halacha emanates. V'lo yoru halacha mitoch Mishnah she'ina ikar, not give instruction, not rule a halacha from a Mishnah which is not Ik, which is not the main. Ulaveis Yaakov, next Rashi, Ulaveis Yaakov, unto the base Yaakov, that Rashi says is Shar Ha'om, that's the rest of the people. Chatosom, their sin, their unwitting transgressions, Afilu Pesha Shalahem, and Ikore Chatos, even their willful transgressions, I call a Chatos, a unwitting transgression. Because they're unlearned, so therefore their willful transgressions, you know, are considered a chatas, an unwitting transgression. But we learn from this, as we said in the Gemara, we learn from this the importance of learning properly. And the Gemara said, quoted the Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda that says, "Bizar b'Talmud," and that's next Rashi. Have bizar b'Talmud, be careful with Talmud learning, but Gemara, with Gemara. Shehi tirat tamei ha-mishnayas, which is the answer of the reasons of the mishnayas. O im tishma devar mishnah merabacha, or if you hear a word of mishnah from your teacher, hizoya, be careful, lishol tamov, be careful to ask his reasons, its reasons, mi umishanan, who taught it. Sheshigas Talmud, because the neglect or the unwittingness of Talmud, of learning, im shigisa bahira, if you make a mistake in instruction, b'shigas Talmudcha, with the neglect of your learning, shlo yudata, I'm translating the word shogig, his neglect, but with the mistake of your learning, shlo yudata tam ha-mishnah, that you didn't know the reason of the Mishnah, v'nasata ba tam acher, and you gave in it, for it, a different reason, umitokach, and from within that, the misala din, ahura, you conjectured, you imagined, you conjectured a particular din. The misa domes to mean similar to, you analogized. You analogized for it to it a din, a law, a hirar, or an instruction. Shabala yodacha, that could come to your hand. Vilumadato hameno, and you learned from it, from the Mishnah. Shloka das, not according to the law. Das here means law, not according to the law. Shena tam kamo shayisa sovo, that the reason is not as you thought. As shehisa sava, that you originally thought. Sheilu yudata tam ha-mishnah, that if you knew the reason, tam ha-mishnah, the Mishnah, the reason of the Mishnah, lo demisala, you would not have analogized to it, ma'asa habol yodacha, this situation which came to your hand, which did come to your hand actually, ma'asa habol yodacha, which came to your hand. The point is that your mistaken understanding of the Mishnah allows you now to extrapolate and apply it to to what you think is an analogous case, and it's not the case. That's the result of not learning properly. You get it all messed up. So Ola Zodin, so such a conduct is Ola Zodin, goes up for the individual as a Zodin to be considered deliberate. Onush ato aleha kamezid, punished you will be upon it, kamezid, like a deliberate transgression. Shazodin hu biyodacha, that it's deliberate in your hand. Shlosha alta tam marabacha, that you didn't ask the reason from your teacher. So the Gemara continues with another drasha of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Belai. Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Belai. Now, okay, my diksiv, shimu devar Hashem hacharedim al devaro. So this pasuk is in Isaiah 66:5. Now, it's worth it to find the pasuk to see it in its entirety. The Gemara doesn't quote the whole pasuk, but it breaks it up in darshaning it. But let's look. If you can look at the whole pasuk, it's in Yeshaya 66 verse 5. On many Gemaras, it's printed on the side of the Gemara. So when you have that, I'll read it right now. It says, Shimu Devar Hashem Acharedim. So this is the Navi Yeshaya speaking to the people. He says, Shimu Devar Hashem, listen to the word of Hashem. Shimu Devar Hashem, listen to the word of Hashem. Hacharedim El Devaro, those who tremble at his word. So he's addressing the Charedim. The Charedim is the expression which we use today, and it means to tremble. And it's a very praiseworthy expression, in fact. It refers to those people who do tremble and respect the word of Hashem and want to follow it. So he's addressing those Charedim al Devaro, the Charedim of the word of Hashem. And he says the following, Amru Acheichem, your brothers have said, Sonechem, your enemies, Menadechem, those who cast you aside, those three groups of people, your brothers, your enemies, those who cast you away, they've said the following, Leman Shemi Yichbad Hashem, for the sake of my name is Hashem honored. That's what they claim. However, V'nira B'simchasachem, we will see your joy. We're going to see your joy at the Messianic time. V'hem yavosho, and they will be ashamed. So he's comforting the Charedim and saying to them that while other groups may be claiming that it's for the sake of their deeds and their behavior that the name of Hashem is honored, it's not true, it's not so. Because you're the ones who are going to experience the delight and the joy in the world, in the Messianic time. And they instead will be ashamed. That's the pasha, that's the plain meaning of the verse, but the Gemara expounds it piece by piece. So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, again, Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yaloi, Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Yaloi, darshans, my deksiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Shimu devar Hashem, acharedim al devaro, listen to the words of Hashem, hear the words of Hashem, those who tremble at his word. So that first reference of charedim, he says, is Elu Talmid HaChachamim. These are the Talmid HaChachamim. These are Talmid HaChachamim. Rashi says, Elu Talmid HaChachamim, Sheshimshu Chachamim Harbe, Lelomdom Taime Mishnasam, Zebzu, Zebzu. These are the Talmid HaChachamim that have served Chachamim Harbe a lot, Lelomdom Taime Mishnasam, Zebzu. Bazu v'zebazu, to teach them the reasons of their learning, this one with this one, v'zebazu and this one with this one, she'ena kol bekiyin b'shovyan, because not everyone are experts in equality, b'shovyan, equally, shava is equal. So these are the Talmid HaChachamim who do good in terms of really working at learning and understanding, attending to other chachamim to make sure that they are getting things straight and clear. So that's that. The drasha goes on. The Gemara says, "Amru acheichem, your brothers have said." Says the Gemara, "Elu bali mikra." These are the Bali Mikra. These are the people who only study Mikra. They're the ones who are part of that group. They're part of that group who say that no, we're the ones who are going to, we're the ones who are honoring Hashem, and those are people who are just only experts in Mikra, in Tanakh. The Gemara continues, Sonechem, your enemies. That word refers to Elu Bali Mishnah, those who are experts in Mishnah only. Rashi says, Elu Bali Mishnah, Shasonim Bali Gemara, that they don't like, because they're called Sonim, they're called your enemies. So enemies, the ones who hate. Shasonim Bali Gemara, that they hate the Bali Gemara. The Fisha Bali Gemara Omrim, because the Bali Gemara, they claim, they say, Al Bali Mishnah, regarding the Bali Mishnah, Shehin Mavle Olam, that they are wearing out the world. That's what the Bali Gemara say, because Kadamrina b'Mesecha Sota, like we say Mesecha Sota, Hatanoyim Mavle Olam, Tanoyim only are Mavle Olam, they wear out the world. Shemur Malacha Mitoch Mishnasim, because they teach Halacha from within the Mishnah, their Mishnah, they're teaching their Mishnah. So this goes back to what we've been saying, that learning Mishnah only and adjudicating cases and making rulings based upon Mishnah is insufficient. The Gemara continues, Menadechem, those who cast you away, is Elu Amei Haaretz. Those are the unlearned ones, the unlettered ones. Rashi says, Menadechem Elu Amei Haaretz, Shetamid Chachamim Sunuyin, that Tamid Chachamim Asunim are despised, Mutu Avim, and are like an abomination. This Toeva is a abomination. Lehen, to them, Kanida, like a Nida, like a woman who's a Nida, who's cast aside, who is set aside, in the sense that she's no longer permitted. But that's what the word Nida means. It's also from the word Nida, we excommunication. So this is the subtle internal attitude that the Amei Haaretz have towards the Talmid Chachamim, who know. So all of these groups, they are on the one hand saying that they are the ones who are honoring Hashem in the area of learning that they are expert in, but the Navi says to the Haredim, fear not, because you are the ones who are honoring Hashem. Now the Gemara says Shema Tomar, lest you say, Pasak Sivrom Ubatl Sikuyom, lest you say regarding these other groups that their hope is finished. Pasak is to end or to finish, to end. Sivram is, the word sever means hope. Sever means hope. So their hope is finished. Ubatal and nullified, void, is sikuyam, is their prospect. Sikui is the root. Sikui is prospect. Sikuyam is their prospect. So maybe you'll say, well, you know, because they're wrong in saying that they're honoring Hashem, so maybe they have no experience whatsoever, no access to the simcha of the messianic era. So perhaps you'll say that their hope is lost and their prospect is void. To obviate that assumption, Talmud Loma, thus the pasuk continues and says, "V'nireh b'simchasachem," and we will see your joy. He's addressing still the Haredim. We're going to see your joy. So Rashi explained, Talmud Lomar, oh, that's Rashi first, before, Shema Tomar, Avad Sivram, Shal Elu, of those, Sharik Siv, the behold, the verse states, says, L'man Shemi Yichbad Hashem, for the sake of my name, it will Hashem be honored. The Mashma, which implies, Sheheim Omrim, that they say that, Avalena Dova Kain, but the matter is not so, it's not true. So therefore you may think that they will have no participation in the simcha of the messianic era. Says Rashi, Talmud Loma, thus the Torah says, the Pasuk says, V'nir b'simchasav, we will see you in your joy. V'lo nema v'er'eh b'simchasachem. It doesn't say, I will see your joy. Referring to Yeshaya, the Navi. Kach Omar HaNavi, that is what the Navi said. Ani, I, V'acheichem, and your brothers. It was, we will see your joy. We will see your joy. You the Haredim, we're going to see your joy. This is what the Navi said. Ani, V'acheichem, I, and your brothers. The Sonechem, those who hate you, Menadechem, those who cast you aside, etc., Kulanu, all of us, we will see your joy. We're going to see it. So, to say that they will not have any participation in the simcha of the Mosa Mashiach is also not true. To say that they are the ones who are being mechabed Hashem is certainly not true. But to say that they're not going to participate in the simcha of Mosa Mashiach, the days of Mashiach, is also not true. Continues the Gemara, Shema Tomab. Lest you say Yisrael Yevosho, lest you say that these Jews or the Jewish people will be ashamed, because nonetheless they're not ideal. Maybe they're going to be experiencing shame. Says Rashi, Maybe you'll say that nonetheless that they will. Although they're going to experience the joy, the great joy, they'll nevertheless be ashamed when the Mashiach comes because of their misbalanced or imbalanced focus on areas of Torah which they in their areas of Torah. Again, to obviate that notion, Talmud Loma, the pasuk therefore says, "Vehem yavosho." No, they will be ashamed. Who's that? Ovdei kechavim yevosho. The idolaters will be ashamed. The Yisrael yismachu, but the Jewish people will rejoice. Says Rashi, v'hem yevosho, they will be ashamed. Osam shehem ovdei kechavim, they who worship idols, she'enem imenu, who are not from us, v'einon nikroyim al shem Yisrael, and are not described or not called by the name Yisrael, Hem Yevosho, they will be ashamed. For Yisrael, Yismachu, and the Jewish people will rejoice. Hadron Aloch, Eilu Metzius. We have thus finished the Perek Eilu Metzius, and I wish you Mazel Tov.